In Parshas Emor, we find one of the most foundational commands in the Torah, the prohibition of Chilul Hashem. The pasuk says, "V'lo Hashem kachi." You should not desecrate my sacred name. We may not defame the name of Hashem through our behavior. The way we act reflects not only in ourselves, but also on the Torah we represent, and on Hashem himself. If we act rudely, if we speak without kindness, or disregard the feelings of others, then observers, Jews or non-Jews, may conclude that Torah observance breeds insensitivity. So the Torah warns us not to give such an impression. Chazal emphasized the severity of this prohibition. Chilul Hashem is so grave that atonement is not achieved through tshuva or Yom Kippur, not even Yisurim. Full atonement only comes on Yom HaMisa, because this sin strikes at the very foundation of our purpose in this world, to sanctify Hashem's name. In the same pasuk, the Torah also presents the antithesis to Chilul Hashem, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name through our actions. The pasuk says, "V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Israel." But the question is, if one fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, aren't they by definition avoiding Chilul Hashem? So why does the Torah need to command both of them? And the answer is very profound. Because sometimes in our effort to create a Kiddush Hashem, we end up committing a Chilul Hashem. Let's say someone is rushing to catch a minyan before Shkia, and in doing so, cuts people off in traffic. Or if a person goes to a wedding with the intention of being Masamei Chasim Bekala, and he parks in a handicapped spot. Or if someone insists on davening in the aisle of an airplane, and thereby blocks the aisle. His intent is admirable. Davening all the difficult conditions, publicly showing devotion to Hashem. It sounds like a Kiddush Hashem, but if he inconveniences other passengers, and that causes a Chilul Hashem, then all that good intent falls apart. What was meant to be a Kiddush Hashem now becomes a Chilul Hashem. We must constantly ask ourselves, is what I'm doing right now really the Ratzon Hashem? Am I truly bringing honor to Hashem, or do I have ulterior motives, driven by ego or the need for recognition? Am I pursuing this mitzvah because it brings me closer to Hashem, or because it makes me look good in the eyes of others? We cannot trample over others in our pursuit to do the quote-unquote right thing. We cannot cause harm to others under the impression that we are doing Ratzon Hashem. We can't lose focus on what is truly the Ratzon Hashem. We have to be honest with ourselves. Am I doing it to elevate Hashem's name and to promote Torah in the world? Or am I doing it for me, my ego, my self-aggrandizement? And that brings to mind an incredible story. The Panovitcher Rav, besides being a great tzaddik and a tremendous Talmid Chacham, was famous for being a prolific fundraiser. He was once in a shul in Chicago, raising money for his yeshiva. And he gets up to the podium, and he gives one of his patented speeches. He's humorous, he's inspiring. He's talking about the significance of supporting Torah. And the audience was mesmerized. They were reaching for their checkbooks. They were prepared to donate generously. In the middle of the speech, a mishulach from the yeshiva of Nevardik walks into shul. And he sees the Panovitcher Rav standing at the podium. And right away he realizes that he has no chance of competing with the ultra-charismatic and the personality of the Panovitcher Rav. So he thought, if I'm not going to make any money here tonight, at least let me sit down and enjoy a great speech. And as he's about to conclude his speech, the Panovitcher Rav says, now that you all recognize the significance of contributing and being part of Torah learning, there's a mishulach here from Eretz Yisrael, and he's collecting money for a very prestigious yeshiva. And I ask you that the money that you intended to give me, give it rather to this mishulach sitting there in the back. And needless to say, this mishulach made more money that night than he could have ever imagined. After the people left, the mishulach approaches the Panovitcher Rav and he tells him, I'm so grateful to you, but you also have a yeshiva, and you didn't fly all the way from Eretz Yisrael to Chicago to make an appeal on behalf of my yeshiva. And the Panovitcher Rav told him something so powerful, something that deserves to be engraved on a plaque and hung on the wall of every organization and in the heart of every Rosh Yeshiva. I didn't come to America to collect for Panovitch, he said. I came to collect money for the support of Torah. It's not my yeshiva, your yeshiva. We're not in competition. We're all on the same team. I'm here in America to raise money for Limud HaTorah. Does it really matter to which yeshiva the money is going to? The Ratzon Hashem is that Yidden should learn Torah. If I raise enough money for 50 boys to learn for a month, does it really make a difference to Hashem where the boys are located? In the Panovitcher Beis Medrash or in the Vardik Beis Medrash? Wow, what a lesson. If only we had this mindset today. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.